Reports of a Somali shop owner reportedly being murdered in Vosloorus, Johannesburg last night. This apparently is one of several such murders in Gauteng recently. And we are hoping to get clarity on this by speaking to the spokesperson for police in the province. That's Captain K. Makubele, who's live for us on the line this afternoon. Afternoon to you, Captain. Can you firstly confirm that a Somali shop owner was indeed killed in Vosloorus last night?
No, I cannot confirm that because I've been checking and I didn't get that report. But it might happen that something like that happened. The report is still to come. But so far, the issue of the shop owners, particularly those who are from outside, we got the reports of their attack and also their robbery in their shops. So we have managed to arrest some of the suspects during those robberies, and some of the suspects who we followed up of their whereabouts. But we are aware that there are people who are targeting those outside shops to rob them.
Is it true then, Captain Makubele, that five Somalis have been killed in Mamelodi as well this week, as per some tweets on social media? Is that something that you as police have been able to confirm?
You see, the issue of this Twitter has become a problem. But what I can tell you is that there are incidents of murder and some of robberies which occurred in and around the area. But to concentrate on the issue of the tweets, because some of the things which are tweeted, they are misleading.
But and that's why we're putting them to you, sir, for clarity.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on and speak more broadly then.
That's why I'm saying to say to you that there are incidents which are happening in the area, and we can't tell that there were a certain number of people who were killed at this period, because that is to give a step, and the only step has been given by the minister. So that's why it is very important when people are cheating, they must be careful in terms of grouping the time and the period and how many people have been robbed or killed. Because that, to us, gives us a problem.
Okay, Mr. Makubele, very quickly, we're almost heading toward the news, but I want to ask you this. Have you been able to establish the motive for some of these attacks? Is it pure criminality, or are we again seeing a situation where you are having to deal with xenophobic violence? And are you able at this point to give us any number of people who've been arrested and that sort of thing?
What I can tell you is that these incidents, they happen not only to the foreign shops, but mostly the foreign shops is the ones who are mainly on the township. That's why it looks like those people, they are targeting those foreign shops. But however, even the other shops have been targeted in terms of robbery. And we can also confirm that there are number of suspects who have been arrested in terms of those robberies. And there are a number of suspects who are still going to court in terms of those robberies. And we are still searching for some of the suspects who are involved in those robberies. That's
okay.
Why we always call for the community to assist us with the information so that we can able to trace and arrest those people.